Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 68 of the O Woman Podcast, and today we're going to talk about something that I've experienced lately because I've been sick. I mentioned that, I think, on the previous episode. I've gotten better now, but for a while I had strep throat. So I want to talk about the pros and cons of having sick sex. So having sex when you're sick or having sex when your partner is sick, whether you're taking care of them or you've just gone to visit them and they are still sick or they're getting sick or something like that. So first I want to talk about the cons because there really are a lot of cons when you think about it, but it's up to you to decide if the cons are going to outweigh the pros or something like that. And so let's talk about the cons first. So the first reason why you might not want to have sex or why your partner might not want to have sex with you if you're sick is because you might get them sick. And that's a really valid reason, especially if it's something that really sucks to get and isn't really all that common. So for example, I had strep throat. That's not that common in adults. And it kind of puts you out. Oftentimes you might need antibiotics or whatever. But it isn't like a common cold that usually differs in severity. Strep throat is more intense generally. Your throat hurts really bad. It's hard to swallow, things like that. But if it's a common cold, it might not be such an issue. If it's the flu, it might be a big issue. So you have to think about in what way you're sick, or if it's something communicable at all. So maybe you have food poisoning, which I assume you probably don't want to have sex at all when you have food poisoning because you're probably so out of it, so in pain, so bothered. But the biggest thing would be you just don't want to get the other person sick, and maybe you want to have sex. Some people seem to get more turned on when they're sick instead of less turned on when they're sick. But from a standpoint of being, you know, caring for the other person, making sure that you're really making a good decision, is it really a good idea that you guys have sex when you think about if the other person could get whatever you have? So also another reason why you might not have sex is because they might not want to, for reasons that you might seem gross right now. Not that they think you're gross all the time, of course, but you don't look so great, and not from a perspective of you don't look pretty enough, you don't look good enough, but you don't look healthy, you don't look right, your skin color might be different. You might look kind of disheveled and kind of crazy looking. Which can be off-putting and can be a little bit scary, depending on your relationship and especially where you are in your relationship. If you've been together a decade, probably this is not that scary. They've seen you looking like a crazy person before. But if it's a new relationship or if it's a new person you're dating and they come over and they want to help take care of you and bring you some chicken soup they made, if you look kind of like a bizarre, strange, you know, disheveled version of yourself, they're going to be a little bit taken aback probably, and they're not going to think, oh, that's the person I love and know. They're going to be a little bit more shocked by your appearance and probably worried about you too. So they might not want to because maybe you have snot running out of your nose. Maybe, your voice sounds different. I know that that can be a thing because, listening and the sense of hearing is actually something that people rely on a lot. And that's something that connects you to the person that you love or that you care about is the way they sound. So if your voice has been pretty drastically changed by having a really sore throat or a lot of mucus in your head and your sinuses and stuff, it might be kind of shocking for your partner to hear you talk or something like that. You also might smell. Keep that in mind. Whether or not you've showered, your body puts off different smells when you're sick. Because you're shedding, you're getting rid of toxins, you're getting rid of the illness. And also in the case of strep throat, for example, or other sicknesses, your breath smells really bad and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's kind of a good thing because it reminds the two of you that, hey, I'm sick. Let's evaluate if it's really a good idea to have sex right now. Another reason why you might not want to have sex is because you might feel gross. There's a really funny episode of Friends, I might have mentioned this before in a previous episode, where Monica is sick, and this is a point where she and Chandler are dating, and Monica is sick, and she has, like, just a really bad sinus infection, I think, but she is just so turned on. She really, really, really wants to have sex, but Chandler doesn't want to because she's sounds disgusting, and every time she tries to kiss him, she'll snort this big chunk of snot up in her head, but she'll try to talk and say sexy things and try to get him to rub Vicks Vapor Rub on her chest, but she's making these gross sounds, and she's hacking and coughing and, you know, inhaling snot and stuff, and he's just so grossed out by it, but she keeps trying to have sex with him, try to convince him it's worth it, and he just can't get into it. So that story makes me think of just one of the ways that having sex when you're sick can actually be kind of hard to navigate, because the two of you feel differently about each other or about having sex. Maybe your partner's okay with it even though you're sick, but maybe you, like I said, feel gross. I know that when I was sick, I felt like my hair was so oily. I hadn't washed it. I hadn't brushed it. I was just, you know, I wasn't horribly off. I was doing okay, but I still, my main focus was just getting through the day and trying to take, you know, vitamins and things like that. So you're not thinking about brushing your hair or putting on deodorant or something like that when you're just laying at home trying to get better. So depending on, your partner and how sick they are, if you're the person that's healthy, you might not want to have sex with them, like I said, or maybe the sick person just feels gross, doesn't feel clean, they haven't felt like getting in the shower or something like that, and they just don't feel nice. So that can be a pretty big obstacle too. If you're wanting, though, to have sex, and you are sick, and you've decided with your partner, like, hey, it's been a while, I really want to, what if you've been sick for 2 weeks, you feel like you've missed out on the bonding that having sex is, and you've decided that I don't think I'm going to give you anything, you know. There are a couple ways that you can try to jumpstart feeling like you actually are turned on. I would advise first taking a bath, because that's such a relaxing thing. And one of the reasons, even if it's subconscious, that you might not feel very attractive at all, is because you might feel kind of dirty and still like you have sick skin and sick breath and like you just have sick stuff all over you. So if you take a bath, and you take the time to, maybe you want to shave, maybe you just want to put on some lotion afterwards, that is always a really nice thing because it's really relaxing. Being in a warm tub can also clear your sinuses because of all the steam coming up, you know, depending on how you're sick. Or if you don't want to do that, you can just comb your hair, do something that makes you feel better. If combing your hair wouldn't make you feel better, then don't do that. But if you're someone where that would make you feel better, then brush through your hair, comb your hair, put on a little bit of makeup if you want to. If you feel like your skin looks gray and funny, then try to make yourself look more like the way you feel like you normally look, if that's an issue. You know, or just wash your face or clip your fingernails or do something that makes you feel like you're taking care of yourself and you're more in touch with your normal routine. That could be a good way to start that, if you've decided having sex when you're sick is what you want to do. Another reason why it's hard to have sex when you're sick is because your temperature kind of fluctuates sometimes depending on what kind of virus or disease or thing you've got going on. You might be really cold one minute, you might be really hot one minute, you might, you know, be sweating through your clothes, or you might just, you don't want to take them off at all because you're so cold. So that's something to think about. And if you think back to the episode that I did about dealing with distractions during sex, one of the big things that can be distracting is temperature change in your body. If it's too hot in the room where you're having sex, or, you know, there's too many covers or clothes on you, it can be really frustrating. And if it's too cold, the same thing. It can be really hard to enjoy what you're doing if the temperature or the environment isn't really making you feel too great. So think about that as you're going into having sex, if you've decided to. And if you're going to have sex when you're sick, I think the best way to approach it is for both you and your partner to think about how you kind of need to get babysitted through it a little bit. You kind of need to be, I guess, babysat through having sex. It's a little bit more of a, let's take care of the sick person, make sure that they're not too hot, they're not too cold. You know, it's a little bit more of a caretaker kind of role that your not sick partner is going to be taking. I feel like that's a really good way to approach it. And then you might get a second wind. You might feel all of a sudden halfway through having sex, oh, I don't feel sick at all anymore, because you have adrenaline coursing through your body and finally you're distracted from something else, except feeling sick. But I think it's a good place to start is thinking about really taking care of that sick person to make sure that, still having sex is what they want to do. It's not making their body kind of freak out or anything like that. So a couple of pros, though, to having sex when you're sick. I know I just talked about a bunch of cons and a couple ways to get around them. But a couple things to think about is that if you're sick and you've kind of just been laying around trying to get better, of course, resting and sleeping and drinking water and all of that stuff is what you need to be doing. But you also, exercise is good for your body always, even when you're sick. You don't want to overdo it, but sex can be a really good way to get some of that exercise in. That gets your blood pumping. That is actually going to make you feel great and get some hormones coursing through your body that are is good for your body, that I imagine would actually make you feel better faster. Just make sure you're doing it at a time when you're not going to be so worn out by having sex. If you're going to be so worn out for the rest of the day, it's probably not the right time to do it. You probably should wait a few more days until you feel better. And if your only exercise is having sex, it's probably a really good thing to do, because you could go for a little, you know, walk around the neighborhood if you feel sick, depending on how sick you are. But if you're not doing that, or if it's too cold out or something like that, then sex is a really good opportunity. It's a good option for you. And another really great thing that's a major pro, I think, about having sex when you're sick is it gives the chance, especially if your partner has been around and taking care of you and making you soup and, you know, reminding you to drink water and sleep and doing the chores that you usually do, you know, especially if they've been around. A really great thing, a really great way that you in your head can think, how do I say thank you to this person? We can spend some close quality time together, you know, pleasing each other sexually, making each other feel really nice. That might be something that you're motivated to do. If it's not, don't do it right now. But it might be something that you're motivated to do, to say, thanks for taking care of me, if the person has been around taking care of you. Or if the person doesn't live with you, or you've been just dating for a little while, you probably haven't seen them as much because you've been sick. So for the worst days of your sickness, they probably weren't hanging out with you as much. They probably weren't around you. But so it's a nice way to kind of reconvene the relationship if you're feeling up to it. You get finally get to see them again and bond with them again in that close sexual way. So those are a couple of the pros. So please just make sure you're doing it if your body feels ready. No need to push it at all. You're not proving anything to anybody. Just make sure you're doing it if you feel like you've been missing it, if it's the right thing to do. I know that I felt like I was definitely missing it when I was sick, because with strep, before you start taking the medicine, you could spread it through saliva. And so for a week or so, especially even before we knew what I had, we were worried I would give it to him. So, you know, couldn't even kiss, which is such a sad thing, you know? So anyway, today I just want to talk about that a little bit, because that's something that's near and dear to my experiences in the past few weeks. And if sex when you're sick is something that you want to do, that's a couple ways to kind of jumpstart it or think about doing it. But make sure you're communicating with your partner about it. And if you know you're sick and they don't know, I don't think it's a good idea to engage in having sex if you haven't given them a heads up about whatever you have, or you're not feeling great or something, so they can have the chance to say, I don't want to get sick right now. Let's wait. As always, thank you so much for listening to the show. I love talking with you guys. Just a quick reminder at the end, make sure to like A Woman Podcast on Facebook. Go to the website, awomanpodcast.com, and leave a comment on any of the episodes that are listed there. You can check out any ones you've missed if you go to episode archives. All of the other 67 episodes are there. And also, you can email me, m@awomanpodcast, if you have questions or ideas or anything like that, or thoughts you have, topics you want to hear about for a show. And lastly, please subscribe on iTunes and make sure that you're ranking some of the episodes so iTunes knows that people are listening. Thanks again. Love talking to you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.